Build massive charisma. If we were to describe what a charismatic person looks like, what would that be? Not how they affect others or what might be going on in their brain, only an external objective description of their behaviors. They would have wider gestures. Their hands and arms would move further away from their bodies while speaking. They would have more gestures and more gesture combinations. A less than charismatic person might lift up their hands to make a point, but a charismatic person would use their hands and arms in much more detailed ways, to kind of speak with their gestures while they were speaking with their words. They would also have a much wider range of facial expressions. Their eyes would widen more when appropriate. They would look like those pictures where you are supposed to guess the emotions by their facial expressions, both when talking and when actively listening to somebody else. When you use facial expressions to match the story somebody else is telling, it shows that you are interested in what they are saying. Demonstrating interest in what people are saying is a surefire way to build any kind of attraction. Buying attraction, potential friend attraction, and potential lover attraction. They would also speak a little bit more loudly. They would make sure they were volume appropriate as to not offend anybody, but they would say things without fear or apology. Each word would be clear with enough space around the words to make sure everybody understood what they were saying. If you are not charismatic, how do you become charismatic? One way would be to remember all these details and try to emulate them whenever possible. This is very difficult because using your body language outside of your comfort zone causes a bit of anxiety for a lot of people. This is a very, very dangerous thing. You'll be subconsciously associating being charismatic, which is very attractive, with forcing yourself into greater levels of social anxiety. But acting charismatically is acting in the opposite direction of social anxiety. You might even say that the less social anxiety you have, the more automatically charismatic you'll become. When you were a little kid, you had very little social anxiety and were therefore very charismatic. This is why everybody loves kids. They are very congruent. They aren't worried about screaming to anybody within earshot about how happy and excited they are. The money question then is, how can you remove social anxiety? First intellectually and then emotionally. All done with very slow, very easy daily practice. Consider that slowly reducing social anxiety and slowly increasing charisma is a very important thing. Maybe one of the most important transitions you'll make in your entire life. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/social-charisma.